ABC Radio Australia.
Indonesia, the government there has given in principle support to let the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner into the West Papua region to investigate the situation there. So will it happen? And if so, when? And could the upcoming Indonesian election in April see it postponed? Ravina Shamdasani is the spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office, and I spoke with her earlier.
No, I'm afraid we don't have clarity on the dates yet. We had actually, so the previous High Commissioner for Human Rights in February 2018, last year, did a visit to Jakarta where, among other human rights issues in the country, he raised the situation in Papua. And the government then invited the High Commissioner or somebody, staff from our office, to visit Papua. So we've actually been in discussions with the government of Indonesia since then, and we're hoping that they'll be able to agree on dates very soon.
Well, that leads me to say, well, promises have been made in the past. They, you know, it's more than a year later now, and they haven't eventuated. Do you actually believe that Indonesia is intentionally perhaps preventing UN officials from coming in and scrutinising the situation?
Well, we hope not. Quite often, it does take time for these visits to materialize. There's a fair bit of back and forth between the UN and the government. In the UN Human Rights Office, we always insist on unfettered, unconditional access when we do get access, which means that we should be able to meet, you know, not only government officials, but also civil society activists of our choosing. And we should be able to visit without any undue constraints, whichever areas we would like to visit based on the kinds of human rights violations we've heard of in those areas. So there is often a fair bit of back and forth. Having said that, it has taken a while. So we are hoping that this will materialize soon.
Indonesia, of course, though, is heading towards an election in coming months as well. Is it possible that that could overshadow this invitation? It may be withdrawn too if you see a change in government there?
Well, we have had an undertaking from the government that the visit will happen. As you say, there is an election coming up. So, I mean, my concern is that that might lead to a delay in the dates of the visit because the government will have its hands full. But, of course, this is not for me to comment on. It's really up to the government to come back to us with the dates.
You touched on it just previously on some of the UN's concerns about human rights violations happening in the Papua region. You've also raised previously concerns about excessive use of force by security officials, arbitrary arrests, particularly of the Melanesian population within Papua, West Papua. We've seen increasing reports in the last few weeks and months of incidents as well. Do you get a sense, does the UN get a sense that the situation is worsening, in fact?
We do. In fact, we, like you, have been receiving increasing reports of human rights violations in Papua. As you know, around the West Papua National Day celebrations on the 1st and 2nd of December, there were mass arrests. More than at least 500 people were arrested. Now, many of these, most of them, were since released without charge. But that doesn't take away from the fact that they shouldn't have been arrested in the first place for protesting peacefully. We've also received reports of crackdowns on peaceful demonstrators, but also raids and search operations in student dormitories, harassment and threats to lawyers working to support those who have been detained. So these are very worrying reports, and we have been urging the government of Indonesia to act constructively. Clearly, there are lots of grievances. Clearly, there are very sensitive issues at stake, with, you know, some in Papua advocating for independence, and this is always a very sensitive issue for any government. But cracking down has never been the right response to address grievances. It will only make those grievances worse and fester, and it may even lead to further violence.
Well, on the flip side, there has been violence on the other side of the West Papuan separatists accused of killing construction workers late last year. We've seen as well in the capital of Papua New Guinea in the last week or so, a declaration of a continuing the war against Indonesia as they continue to push for independence. Is the United Nations concerned too about the West Papuan side of things as well?
We are. I mean, we are calling on all sides to seek to resolve the situation through dialogue, sitting together and talking through the issues and finding a peaceful resolution to them. And we would condemn violence on all sides. There are differing reports of what exactly happened with the killings that you refer to. In such situations where there's such polarization, there are often conflicting reports of what exactly transpired, reports of, you know, from one side about these being human rights violations, on other sides of these being protesters or separatists who have been violent. This makes it even more important for an objective, neutral outside party like the UN Human Rights Office to be able to go in and establish the facts of exactly what has happened.
Well, you talked there about what the importance the United Nations sees from this trip that's being proposed. But what else do you think it could resolve beyond dialogue? Because, of course, this is an ongoing issue that's been going on for decades as well. Some of the readings that I've done have experts saying that Indonesia needs to be, it's multifaceted, there needs to obviously be development to help empower the West Papuan Melanesian population. But they also talk about holding Indonesia to account for the past violence and that would be necessary for reconciliation. I wonder if could or would the UN demand and recommend this kind of process? And when we look at the international stage, would it be some sort of tribunal, even the International Criminal Court? Is that something that you expect could happen down the track?
You've pointed at two issues that we are very keen on taking forward with the government of Indonesia. One is development. Now, Indonesia overall, not just Papua, has seen massive development over the past few years. What the High Commissioner said to the government of Indonesia and to President Joko Widodo as well was that development is wonderful, but when it takes place without a commensurate increase in the ability of people to enjoy their human rights, sometimes it doesn't go deep enough, it doesn't last long enough, it's not sustainable, or it may itself result in other human rights violations. Now, one example being mining and logging projects. We received complaints from many civil society activists across Indonesia about the lack of consultation when lands are exploited for natural resources. So development, but at what cost? We've had human rights defenders who have been harassed and intimidated. We've had people displaced from their land. This leads to further grievances. So that's issue number one, you know, development, but it has to go hand in hand with consultation with the communities and full respect for their human rights. The second issue that you raise is one of accountability, which is crucial, absolutely crucial. I mean, even for the recent incidents where security forces are reported to have acted with excessive force, it's very important that the individual perpetrators are held responsible, regardless of their rank, regardless of whether they're, you know, pro-independence or whether they're security forces. They need to be held accountable. If not, then there's an assumption of collective guilt, and there is it's going to make the situation much worse.
Very briefly, we've also seen in the last few weeks a petition allegedly containing 1.8 million signatures from people within the West Papua region handed over to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights during a meeting with a Vanuatu delegation. What's going to happen with that petition now that it's been received?
Well, indeed, this is a petition, as you say. It was a meeting that the High Commissioner for Human Rights was having with the delegation of Vanuatu. And during the meeting, to her surprise, one of the members of the delegation stood up and presented her with this petition on Papua, which was, of course, unrelated to the objective of the meeting. Of course, she accepted the petition, and we had already expressed our concerns to the government of Indonesia, and we were already working on the access issue to Papua. So we are going to continue along the lines that we were following earlier. We are engaging with the government on this issue. We are hoping to go forward with a visit sooner rather than later to be able to conduct, you know, firsthand information gathering on the ground in Papua.